So, bah, I'm foiled again. It seems the video doesn't get up until 9 in the morning. So, I'll do it like this, guys. When I get up, I'll fucking do a video by myself where I go through it. But for now, me and DP will look at this real quick.
Steam could die due to some new rules. The latest change to their rules states they may disallow games at the behest of payment processors, card networks, and internet service providers. By extension, internet service providers are influenced, if not outright controlled, by governments. Payment processors have sanitized businesses and bullied companies into submission for years, from Patreon, Tumblr, Pixiv, and most recently we have floods of doujin shops in Japan, which are hobby shops with self-published content from stories to games to toys, all businesses neutered in ways that are utterly ridiculous. For example, on Patreon you cannot draw transformation art, a character turning into an object, not sexual.
Really?
But the character cannot consent to the act, apparently. Yes, you heard that right. The fictional character cannot consent to the fictional magic of transformation. So you cannot draw it and post it on their website for people to pay to see.
Okay, so why is that important? Because most of the games that we play, the AVNs, they're funded through Patreon. So that means that nobody can transform into anything in any of the games that we play because they can't consent. Oh, they did the hypno ban, and now they're coming after transformation. Patreon seems to hate kink. If you're following my work and want to help ensure I don't go bankrupt because some Puritan decides I need to die, consider supporting my subscribe star.
A warning, or any option to delete the post. We're all going to end up moving the subscribe star. And you lose money. Two different articles are referenced showcasing the impacted individuals, and even Vice, while not the best place to quote, talks about the demographics. This is my olive branch, essentially, to those who are pro-censorship for them to see what the end game is. Because today it's something that you don't like being banned in fiction, but tomorrow it may be something that you do like.
Yep.
Anyway, groups like ENCOS and Collective Shout write letters to payment processors to push for censorship, with threats of going to the government or worse. And these hags will contact their hag friends to squash fiction in some crusade to feel important. They will outright lie about games or media, whatever, to get their way. Just like how they lied and paid a bunch of influencers to talk about their No Mercy push.
Yep.
Which Steam never even did anything. The devs self-censored from Steam.
Yep.
But those
influencers... Oh, but guess what? No Mercy isn't done. By the way, they did release a 1.3A version of the game, and they're releasing a 1.5 version, which would be the completed version with a whole new ending. They're working on a new game right now.
Alright. Wrong art described the game incorrectly, and none of them got fact-checked. But at least the game sold more than it normally would have thanks to them.
That's true.
They claim that they want to keep kids safe, but instead of encouraging parents to parent and fighting to change the culture that puts responsibility back on the parents instead of government, they decide to go after Etsy for selling adult items to adults. These groups use harsh language to try to discredit.
Look at this! A new policy banning pornography, sex dolls, and incest-themed content. So you can't get anything pornographic, like a shirt that has a boobs stick hanging out. You can't do that. Just boobs. It would be too much. I didn't even know they sold sex dolls on Etsy. I would not want to buy one on Etsy.
Etsy is really meant for female creators.
Well, there's a lot of cool shirts you can get off Etsy and stuff like that. Because I use, you know, stuff like
any complaints. After all, only a loon would say something negative about the idea of protecting kids. But this isn't about kids at all. Otherwise, they do what I said above. Instead, it's about destroying everything that they don't like. Not only will they outright lie, but they'll just weaponize phrases that sound good to them with no further thought. The Collective Shout account retweets an individual saying, "These women don't understand that a lot of gamers have a grudge against women and will do some wild shit to get back at them." What's your source on that?
I made it the fuck up!
But that account also goes on to say, "No, because the market for video games of this theme is men. Women cannot tolerate a man being happy." I wonder if Melinda's gonna retweet that one. Probably not. But this is just an example of their unraveling. So all you have to do is just keep up the pressure. Keep up the memes. kill them with laughter, kindness even. Remind them that they are indeed insane, drying up, and wasting the golden years of their life fighting a fictional battle against something that's not even about kids. Because by retweeting this, that women don't understand that a lot of gamers have a grudge against women and will do some wild shit to get back at them. By retweeting that, they admit that this isn't about children. This isn't about safety. This isn't about anything other than women getting back at men for a perceived wrong that never happened. All because the man said, "How was your day today?" She said, "Fine." And the man carried on. She sat there scheming, wondering why he didn't read her mind. Ooh. These women are insane. It's not about the kids. We don't have to even identify that part of their argument when stuff like this happens. So thank you, Melinda, co-founder and organizer of Collective Shout. You have indeed given us the most valuable weapon at all to deal with you. The truth and your own actions. If governments are threatening payment processors over the years, scaring them about child exploitation, and then people come along and start claiming selling sex toys online as child exploitation, it's just easier for the company to say, okay, we won't allow for these sales because there's too much drama with it, instead of fighting against it. But by allowing that behavior, more and more groups pop up trying to moral panic police because the governments give them money.
Right.
Look at it this way. Government wants to fight child exploitation. That's a wonderful thing.
Right.
And if a company comes along and says, hey, we're experts at finding these things, we'll find the company so that way you can make legislation and raise taxes. I mean, protect the kids. But of course, their insights will not yield any child exploitation. But they want their funding. So they think, we could just call this child exploitation because kids are on the internet. So that's what these groups do. And if these groups instead, of course, tried to adjust the culture and promote single-family incomes and turning off the internet, not letting kids go on it blindly, doing their own parental safeguarding, well, we all know that there's no money in that, and government doesn't get to expand, which means no new bogus jobs for the crazy cat ladies and their friends. It's important that we keep talking about this and keep digging and find the truth and expose these people. We need to encourage companies, write our own letters, play their games. We, the actual customers, have far more power than most believe, but organizing it is very hard. This is Melinda of Collective Shout, the co-founder and movement director, claiming 1,000 emails is enough to sway a global entity. This should terrify you, because if we look at the MasterCard holders, for example, there are hundreds of millions of accounts with MasterCard.
Yeah.
They service consumers, small and large businesses, governments, the public sector, large enterprises, banks, credit unions. And you're going to tell me that 1,000 probably fake emails are enough to sway these people into global censorship?
But look at this. 13,000 views, 122,000 views, 12,000 views. How many hearts did they get? 46 on one, 13 on another, 12 on another. If you put a heart on it, it means you liked the post.
Yeah.
That means most people that looked at the post, out of thousands of people, a little more than 10 people actually liked the post. That's their audience. That's what they're really reaching. There's nobody. Man, I think I've had more people watch my videos sometimes than that. That's crazy, right?
Fiction? This isn't even over people committing actual crimes. Otherwise, they would demand the stopping of the servicing of Hollywood until all of the abuse and pedophilia is outed and taken care of. Not a peep out of them when Diddy was being arrested, and there were daily headlines about possible child victims and even Bieber popping back up. No, the payment processor still happily serviced his website for merch sales, and the crazy cat ladies didn't speak on it.
Nope.
Strange how that happens. Tumblr talks about its ban of not safe for work content and how it may never come back, saying it would cause problems for them in WordPress, with Visa and MasterCard since they are mostly anti-porn. Well, except they aren't, are they? Not only do they not go after OnlyFans, but they still service them today, enjoying their mutual growth.
Oh, even
despite some headlines. If we allow these things to persist as they are without conversation and means, because...
Yeah, I remember that. I shared world, that with you guys.
We risk losing steam and creative freedom, at least until another platform can come to try to break the cycle. But we have to get more people involved.
What?
Talk about it with your friends and your family. It seems small in the grander scale of the world and everything that goes on, but it has led to so many problems and will continue to lead to more. Tax dollars go to these groups, and no one wants that anymore. Relate it to that. Epic tales like Game of Thrones are at risk of being silenced by groups like these. Good storytelling, their favorite TV shows, all at risk if some woman is offended. Because it might be a subject you don't like today being censored, but soon there will be nothing left. Collective Shout, however, appears to be boasting about their influence. The Australian politically funded group of women trying to influence American markets and the globe, all over fiction instead of actual crimes. And I was chucked into another one of their posts. But they claim I'm a man challenging them. They cannot imagine a woman is speaking out against them, given one of their followers even labeled me a sex traitor. I'm not surprised that I'm also blocked. Either way,
yep,
these losers lack the enlightenment one should have in 2025. Don't engage with what you don't like.
Well,
and their aggressive ways
calling
for power and relevancy are a detriment to society as a whole in terms of self-expression. The individuals behind Collective Shout will continue to have sway and power until we expose every last drop of them. But there are more of us than extremists like them.
Well, that's the next However, big gang.
They align with
trader.
The extremism of the other side. And everyone in the middle is
I'll
left
trade
trying
her
to push extremism
mouth for
out.
A
what
heavy
I hate most about these groups is how short-sighted they are. Why do they get to be the moral arbiter and not somebody else? Let's say a Muslim man comes along and he is offended by the depiction of women in a tank top. Why does he not get to be listened to, but they do?
Ooh,
for
sure.
Him, that is as serious an offense as fictional rape.
Yeah.
Essentially something he doesn't want to see. And keep in mind, I was very specific. Fictional rape is what it's being compared to, not real. They tried to ban violent games. And the science turned around and said violent games don't make violent people. The same applies here. But that doesn't even matter when you have pans going as far as to say that you cannot draw a fictional transformation. An act that cannot be done in the real world. Patreon goes a step further. You can't bring alcohol into it. Anything that could question the concept of consent in fictional drawings. This also extends, obviously, to photography, but I'm sure that that's a given how hard they are on drawings. This is such a waste of time and energy for everybody involved. We now have to push back against crazy cat ladies because they're bored and feeling threatened by anime. Anime is not the problem. Video games are not the problem. Stories are not the problem. Fairy tales used to be something grim and dark. Then Disney got on the sanitization train, and I'm kind of wondering if that's where things started to go downhill. Either way, fiction is not the problem. Broken humans are. If somebody has the predisposition to addiction, for example,
yeah.
And then they engage in daily activities and overconsumption of anything,
right.
Whether it's porn, drugs, or something as innocent as a favorite candy, they're going to get addicted.
Right.
Knowing that anime isn't the problem, what is? Well, I've already alluded to it.
You know what was more addictive to me than porn? They don't make them anymore. The Sweet Heat Starburst.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Dude, when I was watching the Super Sentai, I think I was watching Zero Ranger at the time, I would get a whole bag of Sweet Heat and just eat it all night. Just literally every freaking, I mean, the great big bags. I loved Sweet Heat so much. They did Sweet Heat Starburst and they did Sweet Heat Skittles. And they were so fucking good. I think I may have had over 10,000 of those. They are just, they were amazing. And they took them off the market, and that's probably the best thing that ever could have happened for my health in the last 5 years.
Probably full of mercury.
Oh my God, man. I got so much metal in me.
Well, times. It's the culture. We have a culture that unfortunately doesn't promote the family being responsible.
No, I don't think
anymore.
They got rid of them because they had mercury.
I
think they
were joking.
Oh. I think they got rid of them because they just didn't sell that well, and I was one of the only few people that wanted sweet and spice at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Also, another thing that really messed me up, my acid, was Takis, but not the Takis chips. They did Takis meat sticks. They're like sausages.
Yeah.
And I ate the shit out of those. And they were terrible for your stomach.
I bet. Takis probably in general aren't good for you.
And mixing them with the meat, oh man. They were Taki flavored meat. And they completely destroyed my stomach. Everything has been different with my stomach since I stopped eating all that shit.
We should have the ability to...
But to be fair, they don't sell it anymore. I looked in that yeah. area, and I'm like, wow, those are gone too.
Live in a first world nation where most people can survive on a single income family. The man goes to work, brings home the money, gets the food, supports his family. We live, we breed, we die. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that because of the fear-mongering of media. Everybody thinks that their whole life is going to be ruined just because they have kids, and that's not the way that it should be.
Yeah.
The culture should be pushing towards parents turning off the internet, changing the way that the job functions, changing the way that the economy is in the local areas, encouraging people to grow their own food or hunt or do things to help with balancing budgets. And this is just targeted at the people who have absolutely no want to have responsibility. Most people are good and sane, and they do the best that they can, but only these types of losers who need somebody to think for them need daddy government to ban the fiction that they don't like,
right?
Because apparently they're scrolling on Steam looking for rape games, which are automatically filtered out anyway. Again, not the games, not the anime, it's the culture. Promote love, live well, eat good, and then we die. And that's life.
Yep. Okay. All porn and violence against women? That's the Archcast. We're not going to go back through another one, but yeah. Perfectly obscene films. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of neat things on my, Oh, that is true. This is kind of interesting, guys, but they did some research and they found out that if you watch too much political stuff on YouTube,
yeah,
it will direct you to watch happy videos.
Yeah.
People that watch too much political things watch...
Oh, I watch happy stuff all the time.
I know that. Smash JT. Yeah. I mean, of course, there's some other YouTubers that are covering it. Definitely check everybody out. You know, Archcast, of course. 16,000 feminist group behind Steam censorship. Like, everybody's talking about it. So this is no more copyright protection from ever. Yeah, I'll believe that. I'll believe that when I see it. But all right. Oh, there's a ban incoming. People keep thinking Clownfish. People keep thinking they're gonna do that game in particular, which I still haven't played. But that's another one that they think they're going to go after. Because apparently they still have 82 games that they have to ban. 82 games left. So I haven't seen any big titles. Now, two games did get banned that are available on other places, like Opiman. One is Sinful Vampires. Sinful Vampires got banned from Steam, and we don't have any idea why. The creator doesn't have any idea why. But he's really upset. Like, he's really upset about it.
Yeah.
And he said that, I'm still going to work on the game, but I'm only going to update it every 2 months. He's then got to the point where
he can't afford it.
Yeah, he can't afford it. He's
losing money.
Yeah, he can't afford it anymore.
Which, that's probably mm-hmm. part of their plan, too.
Yep, that's part of their plan. And also, Lustful Heist, which looked cool. It was in development. It got banned off Steam. And another game, which was actually created by the developers of Loot Line. I was really surprised to see this, and it wasn't supposed to come out for a long time. But it's not even going to get a chance to release on Steam now. It's not even...
I feel like Steam's had this issue a few times before already.
Yeah, but this, it's never been this bad. So, the game that they actually, hold on, I will tell you what it is. because you guys may want to, you know, look at it. But it was from the developers of Loot Line and, of course, The Lust City. Remember, we played Loot Line on here, and you guys, I think you liked it. I don't have no idea if you did or not. But anyway, the game they banned was, let me scroll up a little bit. I'll figure out what it is. It's called Naughty Narratives. It was called Naughty Narratives. And it did feature a girl with tape over her mouth. So maybe that was what did it.
What?
Yeah.
The Sound of Silence? Yeah, feminists wouldn't like that shit. What, you mean she couldn't talk and use her words?
Yep.
Oh, she couldn't consent, that fictional character.
All right.
Which, much as I enjoy it, will then get rid of Dateline NBC and ID Channel and all that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Murder porn.
I agree. Also, Valve did respond to all this. a couple of days ago, news broke of a rule change in Steam's onboarding process for developers. Specifically, a change in the rules and guidelines section states that content violating rules and standards set forth by Steam's payment processors and related card networks and banks or internet network providers is restricted from being distributed on the platform. Notably, this led to a large number of adult-only games to be removed from the platform, and while many agree that they probably don't belong on Steam, Valve has faced criticism for bowing to the regulations of payment processors. Now the company has responded to the issue, but don't expect anything to change. Valve is compensating devs affected by the rule change. Thanks to an update from the publication Gaming on Linux, which contacted Valve, we now have an official statement on the issue. Valve has essentially confirmed the situation and has been directly notifying developers affected by the change, going on to say that it's issuing app credits to devs should they wish to continue distributing on Steam in the future. They say, "We were recently notified that certain games on Steam may violate the rules and standards set forth by our payment processors and their related card networks and banks. As a result, we are retiring those games from being sold on the Steam store because of loss of payment methods would prevent customers from being able to purchase other titles and game content on Steam. We are directly notifying developers of these games and issuing app credits should they have another game they'd like to distribute on Steam in the future. App credits are a currency on Steamworks for developers to publish content on Steam. Usually there's a fee of $100 for each new app published on Steam. Yes, it costs them $100 to publish every game on Steam. But developers can purchase app credits to prepare for upcoming releases. So with the loss of content and therefore revenue, it seems that Valve is refunding devs and hoping they return with a game or app that complies with the guidelines set by payment processors or network providers. While you may agree that these adult-only games don't belong on Steam, I don't agree with that, PC gamers fear further restrictions being put in place. Censorship at the hands of payment processors, networks, or anyone else outside of Steam itself could be an issue going forward if these companies decide to alter their own rules and standards. Plus, the seeming lack of warning will catch devs off guard." So there you go. That's what they've done. They can afford throwing porn games under the bus, but when it comes to the AA games, they can't afford throwing those under the bus. So, Lustary Season 3, if that goes away, no big deal. Grand Theft Auto 6, if that goes away, very big deal.
I just saw some, they were doing body mimicking for Grand Theft Auto, and it said the strip clubs are going to be epic, and they had this girl, I mean, she was breaking.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw it. I know. So, alright, guys, that's pretty much all we have to talk about on this special edition of the Grim Articles Show. It's a little rough, you know, but we wanted to show you what was going on, and of course you can get more information. Definitely recommend you look at Savvy, because she has been gathering information like I've never seen before in my life, and posting it all over her account at Madam Savvy on X. So definitely follow her there, and follow me and everyone else that, you know, talks about this kind of stuff. But I warn you, I do like the, you know, the beautiful pictures of women, and some women that I like you might not consider too beautiful. So, yeah, be aware of that. But there is like a little thingy, like if you don't show adult content on your Steam, or excuse me, on your Twitter, it'll specifically say that you have to click the image.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to see that stuff, if you follow me, you won't. For the most part, you won't. A lot of that stuff is going to be taken out. Because I do have a safer account, which is mainly just for like contacting developers and things like that. It's weird. I've got one for more adult developers, and I've got one for regular developers. It's like, I think you should, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to be honest with Steam, they have restrictions in place. Everybody knows that. When you get on a Steam account, all that stuff is blocked by default. You shouldn't be seeing any adult games whatsoever. There is a thing you have to uncheck. Or, excuse me, there's a thing you have to check. It's unchecked already. But, you basically have to check it if you want it to show adult stuff.
Yeah.
And trust me, I've tried it. You won't see nothing. I won't see no games I want when I hit that button. I've already done it. So I didn't even know it was hit. Like, I think I did it by accident, or maybe Steam did. Anyway, one time I logged in my account, I'm like, what the hell's on my games?
Steam did it. They didn't do it by accident.
And then, I clicked on it, and I said, oh, there's all my games. But anyway, guys, yeah, this is what we're dealing with right now. Things might get worse unless you guys use your voice and your words and, you know, do everything we can that is reasonable. Reasonable. Again, we want reasonable conflict. We don't want unreasonable. You know what unreasonable conflict is. We don't encourage unreasonable conflict.
Violence and death.
Everybody knows. Yes, those are considered unreasonable. Now, people are going to get mad. I understand people are pissed. They have every right to be upset. But, you know, there's other ways to handle this. But instead of just telling them how you feel about them. I mean, sure, you can do that. If you want to go on Twitter and tell them how you feel about them, people have done that. But at the same time, you know, saying, oh, I wish you'd die and all that stupid stuff, that doesn't do anything. That makes you look bad. That makes you look, you know, awful.
Well, you think about how Trump didn't ever do what the Democrats did to him.
Right.
Now he comes out smelling like a bed of roses.
Right.
I mean, they're still at it, too, because they don't know how to stop themselves.
Well, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on the Grim Articles Show. I'm out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline. But we're trying.